Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. This is Apostle Prophetess Shrita Berry. I want to welcome everyone to our daily devotion here on BTR, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. We're here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. Or you can visit the website by going to www.VisionVictorPisandPaulIsIceCreamMSandMarySasSamBisandBallMinistries.weebly.com. And once again, I want to welcome everyone to our daily devotion. God be the glory, to God be the glory. We give God the glory and we give him the honor on this afternoon, for truly God is great and he is greatly to be praised. And once again, I'm Apostle Prophetess Shrita Berry. Welcome to our daily devotion here on BTR, Spreaker Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. If you have a prayer request, you can go to www.VisionVictor, P as in Paul, I as in Ice Cream, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, B as in Ball, Ministries.Weebly, WEEBLY.com, or you can email your prayer request to SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. That's SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. Glory to God. Today we're going to be reading for our daily devotion, the story about Joseph. Glory to God. And I will be reading Genesis, the 37th chapter from the King James Version Bible. And after our Bible scripture reading, we will go straight into prayer. Glory to God. And once again, I want to welcome those that are here on this afternoon to our daily devotion. Know that we have daily devotion every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. And once again, I will be reading Genesis, the 37th chapter from the King James Version Bible, verses 1, glory to God, 2, 36, glory to God. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaves arose and also stood up, get upright, and behold, your sheaves stood around about and made offerings to my sheaves." And his brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obvious to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brother indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?" And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem. Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, "Here am I." And he said to him, "Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again." So he sent him out of the vale of Haran, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What seekest thou?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks." And the man said, "They are depart hence, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, "Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and he shall see what will become of his dream, and we shall see what become of his dream." And Reuben heard it. He delivered him out of their hands and said, "Let us not kill him, And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast them into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. Once again, I want to welcome everyone on this afternoon. I am Apostle Prophet Shrita Berry, and you are tuning in to Daily Devotion here on BTR, Spreaker Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Know that we are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can visit the website by going to www.V as in Victor, P as in Paul, I as in Ice Cream, S as in Sam, B as in Ball, Ministries.Weebly.com. Once again, that's www.V as in Victor, P as in Paul, I as in Ice Cream, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, B as in Ball, Ministries.Weebly.com. And I am on verse 23, Genesis, the 27th chapter from the King James Version Bible, and I'm on verse 23. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead and with their camels, bearing spicy and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brother was content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brother and said, this the child is not, and I whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Now know whether it be thy son's coat of or no. And he knew it and said it is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his sons many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave unto my son's mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. We just got finished reading Genesis, the 37th chapter, verses 1, glory to God, through 36. Glory to God. And thank God for the reading of his word on this afternoon. Glory to God. We just give God praise and we give him glory and we give him honor for today. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory to God. We're going to go to another song entitled Joy. We just got finished listening to Noel, courtesy of Life Church.
And heaven and nature sing.
Life Church and their pastor, Pastor Greg Galachio. Leaders, if you need any praise and worship music, resources for your ministry or your church, log up to www.open.life.church/resources. That's www.open.life.church/resources. And guess what? All the resources are free. You don't have to pay a dime. Just create your account, and there you go. Once again, I want to thank everyone for joining us on today for Daily Devotion. Know that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. I am Apostle Prophetess Sherita Berry. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. That's SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can visit the website and submit your prayer request there at www.vizinvictor.weebly.com. Once again, that's www.vizinvictor.weebly.com. Or you can contact us at 641 615-3900. That's 641-715-3900, extension 884230#, and leave your prayer request via the voicemail. And let us go into prayer. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take this day lightly. As we come before you, humble ourselves with a heart of repentance, bound that should be God, asking for forgiveness to be done anything knowing or unknowing. We cancel every curse, hex of X, and spell. Every spiritual wickedness in high place, demonic activity, prince of Persia, prince of policies, rulers of darkness, every imp, and we cast them into the abyss. In the name of Jesus, we render them powerless. We confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment, every backlash, retaliation, vindication. In the name of Jesus, we render powerless. We confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment, every witch, warlock, psychic, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, alchemy, spellcasters, charmers, enchanters, those that practice dark magic, those that have practiced the dark arts, those that astral plane, astral check. We cancel that assignment on today. We've written a policy, we confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment, every diabolical plot and plan of the enemy that's coming from the north, south, east, and west, and northwest, and southeast, and we send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We render it policy, we confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We shut down first and second heaven in the name of Jesus. We seal up every point of entry, every access point, every door, every window, every crack and crevices, every hallway, every means of transportation, every destination that the wicked ones take to come into our territory, to invade our region, to invade our space. We seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the atmosphere, we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, God, you reign and you rule in the atmosphere all around us, God, because you're omnipresent. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your angels that you're assigned to our life to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight and warn our behalf. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your dunamis power, your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abominable to your eyesight, ear gates, and nostrils. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your unmerited favor, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, as we pray for this earth that we live in. We pray for the inhabitants of this earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the governmental system. We pray for our school system. We pray for our financial system. We pray for the economical system. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our youth. We pray for every governmental leader globally. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Every healthcare worker globally, every first responder globally, those that live in assisted living facilities, those that live in nurses' homes, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for everyone in this country, in this world, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now, God, for you being Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You say you the I am that I am. In the name of Jesus, you say your word cannot return back unto you void. But God, we know that you are God that cannot, shall not, and will not lie. In the name of Jesus, God, you are the God that sits high and looks low. You say you make all things new. You say your promises are yea and amen. God, you said all things are possible with you. And on today, we speak Psalms 91 and 1, verses 1 through 2. We speak Psalms 23, Psalms 24, Psalms 27, Isaiah 62 and 3, Hebrews 11 and 1, Jeremiah 29 11, Isaiah 55 and 11. In the name of Jesus, Psalms 118 17, over the entire world, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because God, we still believe in signs, miracles, and wonders. In the name of Jesus, thank you for taking care of our needs on today. Thank you for coming through for us today. Thank you for touching us on today. Thank you for healing, your miracles of healing on today. God, I thank you for blessings overflowing on today. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now, God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, God, just because we're in a pandemic, God, we understand that your word still has not changed. In the name of Jesus, and your word still will go forth in this land. In the name of Jesus, your word still will go forth in our life. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for your glory shall be revealed on this earth and through us. In the name of Jesus, and God, we thank you. God, we praise you for opening doors that no man can shut, closing doors that no man can reopen. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for those that need deliverance on today. I pray for those that need salvation on today. I pray for those that just need a touch from you on today. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for those that need to make a decision, God, that you lead, God, direct,
an order that steps in the name of Jesus and a way to go in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you are ever present in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you as I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I say amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to thank you all for joining us for daily devotion. Our daily devotion scripture came from Genesis 37 chapter, verses 1 to 36 from the King James Version Bible. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, don't forget to email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, or you can visit the website www.VisionVictor, P as in Paul, I as in Ice Cream, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, V as in Ball, Ministries.Weebly, WEEBLY.com, or you can contact us and leave your prayer request via the voicemail by dialing 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Glory to God. Don't forget that God loves you unconditionally, and know that we are so excited for your future. Glory to God. And know that God's best is already here in the name of Jesus. All you have to do is receive it, claim it, declare it, decree it in the name of Jesus, and it is so. Glory to God. And once again, thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for joining us for Daily Devotion. Know that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time, right here on BTR, Spreaker Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, and all your podcast platforms. Be blessed. And don't forget to look up Faith, Hope, and Love, Leading People to Christ on the Amazon Audio app as well. If you have the Amazon Audio app, you can look up our podcast, Faith, Hope, and Love, Leading People to Christ podcast. Glory to God. Be blessed, everyone, and know that I'm so excited for your future, and know that God loves you unconditionally. Be blessed.